Hi, I'm John Lewis of Jail Mindset Performance, and I have the pleasure of hosting this podcast over the next coming weeks and hopefully years. In 2024, we're going to be listening to a whole range of members from BusinessWise in Swindon. Who are we? We are the voice of business networking in the town. I'm here at Swindon 105.5 because I've got somebody fantastic to introduce today on our first podcast, which is the voice of business networking in Swindon. We're going to be introducing a whole range of BusinessWise members. And today I have the pleasure of introducing Dave Southby. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you, Dave, and thank you very much for coming in and sharing your pearls of wisdom with me.
Pleasure.
So give me a little bit of background into you, Dave, if you would, please.
Yeah, of course. So I am the financial advisor, so I've got the financial advisor seat in BusinessWise. I've been running my business now for just coming up to 3 years, maybe 3 years on the 15th of March. Prior to that, I was in the motor trade, so I spent 10 years working at a Land Rover dealership in Swindon, doing varying roles from apprenticeship and doing a technician all the way through to sales and then business manager. Then COVID kind of happened. I decided to retrain and kind of here I am. I live in Ralton. That's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Well, you know, I've had the pleasure of getting to know you personally over the last few months, Dave. And do you feel the background you had in the motor trade has helped you in your new venture as a financial advisor?
Yeah, certainly helped. Certainly helped. I think the motor, working in the motor trade is fantastic. It's such a diverse kind of business, and there's lots of moving parts to it. And that, you know, you develop lots of skills from working within the motor trade. So yeah, absolutely. It certainly helped. Yeah.
And you said you've been with BusinessWise. No, you've been self-employed as a financial advisor for 3 years.
Yeah.
And how soon into that did you join BusinessWise?
About 2 months before.
Oh, 2 months before you started the business?
Yeah, about 2 months before, yeah.
Wow. You know, what made you join BusinessWise 2 months before you started the business then, Dave?
Two reasons, really. So my friend Chris Blackwell, he had the mortgage advisor seat at the time. Obviously, I know it's Chelsea now, but obviously at the time he had that. And he said to me that, you know, if I'm starting my business, if I'm going self-employed, then I need to basically get out networking. At the time, the idea of networking terrified me, absolutely terrified me. But he kind of said, look, just come along. And at the time, we were doing it on Zoom. So it wasn't face-to-face. It was obviously you were kind of behind a screen. So there was a kind of an element of I wasn't putting myself out there fully. So, yeah, I came along, came to a meeting. Really enjoyed it, actually. Everyone was all really nice. And so I decided to join. And your thing, what you'll find with networking is, well, what I found, I just had to do it. And then I just had to say yes to just had to become a member.
And has networking been important for you in your business, Dave?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think no matter who you speak to, so I came through the sort of St. James's Place Academy, so, you know, where they do like a career change program. I go back in and do Zoom calls with people coming through the academy, and I do kind of talks about what I've done in my business and how I've grown my business and what marketing I've done. And I always make a point of, you know, just talking about networking and actually how important it is. I think networking is one of those things, love it or hate it, I think it's a necessity. There are people which get by without doing it, but I think that if you're new to any role, and it's not just about the potential clients that you're going to make, but it's just about speaking to people which are self-employed. You know, they're a business owner, they're going through similar challenges that you're going through, and you meet a lot of people which will help you as a business owner, as opposed to just, you know, trying to find clients. It's one of those things where I think you've got to try it at least once. Mm-hmm. Networking, it doesn't work for some, but for me it certainly helped my business.
And by the sounds of it, you act like a mentor to these young financial advisors coming through then, Dave.
Yeah, well, I keep getting asked back. So
doing something right.
Yeah, I'm obviously doing something right. So, yeah, I've done four of them now. I do always make a point that, you know, everything that I've done, there's no right or wrong way of growing a business, and everyone has their own thoughts on where they want to go with their business and how they want to do it, and, you know, and their ethics and everything else. So I just make people aware of kind of what I've done and what's worked for me. But yeah, I keep getting asked back. So I'm obviously doing something right.
You're either slipping somebody £20 notes, Dave, or you are doing something right. So good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for these young financial pups coming through then, Dave, if we talk about networking, what kind of advice do you give them in regard to networking?
I start off with basically just saying that you've got to do it. I think networking itself doesn't come naturally to anyone. I don't think anyone kind of, you know, starts a business and goes, great, I really want to go networking. It takes a little while for me in particular, it took a little while to get used to just the whole environment of networking. Before I started networking, the idea of being in a room full of business owners terrified me. More so maybe because of the fact that I'd come from an employed role. I'd never been self-employed before. You know, I had this kind of vision that I was going to be, you know, in a room with lots of like executives and managing directors and kind of all of these kind of really high-end people. And ultimately I am, but the individuals are, you know, that you get to know them on a personal level. You know, everyone's really nice. Everyone's really welcoming. I always try and recommend that people just try it. Just try it once. And I'm sure people that have been doing networking, they know that there's lots of different types of networking. Mm-hmm. I joined BusinessWise because I like the single seat setup of BusinessWise. Again, I quite like the idea that, you know, I was the only person that had my seat.
Yep.
And again, that's kind of pros and cons with that. And actually, now I've been sort of running my business 3 years, I can see the disadvantages of it being a single seat. Mm-hmm. I believe in, you know, collaboration. However, you know, it's also been good for me being a single seat. You know, it feels like I'm the specialist within that group. Maybe that's how I feel. I think more than anything, it's just helped my confidence, you know, not just grow my business, but also grow, you know, as a business owner, I guess, and as a, you know, and as an individual.
Mm. I'm sure you've tried other networking organisations, Dave.
One or two, like you.
Yes.
You've had some experience as well, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. What does BusinessWise bring you? And I'm not just talking about referrals and the collaboration. What else do you feel BusinessWise brings you that maybe other organisations don't?
BusinessWise has been my first networking group. You know, I've known a lot of the members in there for coming up to 3 years now. You know, it's quite a long time to get to know people, and you don't just get to know their businesses. And yes, it's business driven initially, but actually after a while you start getting to know the individual, and then you start becoming friends. You start getting involved, you know, going out with just socializing with them, you know, on a personal level as opposed to, you know, as a business level. So more than anything, BusinessWise was kind of the original one that helped me set the ground for me to then grow into other networking groups. I tried networking golf, I tried going to kind of events, and they all have their pros and cons. But I think for me, being part of the kind of the single seat kind of setup and having a regular group that you meet on a regular basis certainly has helped build those relationships. Mm. You know, when you see people not on a regular basis, or you know, especially for me, when I bump into people at like business networking events, for example, there might be a few months before I get to see those people again. Whereas I think with BusinessWise, and there are certainly other groups that do it as well, you can meet the same group on a regular basis. It really helps cement those relationships.
Definitely. And you feel you're building on some real crucial relationships that are helping you personally and to grow your business,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, 100%.
Good. And you were El Presidente for, it must have been quite a short while after you actually joined BusinessWise than Dave,
yeah,
funded
yeah,
the maths,
was.
Isn't it? Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Yes, right. So I was chair for 18 months. I've obviously just stepped down as chair, and John, as you're aware, you've now stepped into my shoes.
Have I?
Well, you're not going
to
fit into my shoes, are you? But
they smell too much, Dave. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Your moccasins.
Yeah. So 18 months into me being there, again, my friend at the time, Chris Backwell, he was the chair at the time. What we used to do is sort of chair would get nominated at the start of the year, and then they would kind of be chair for that sort of calendar year. So he got to sort of June, July, and decided that, you know, he wanted to kind of move on from the group, kind of, you know, do other things. So he left. And then I remember Fiona Scott basically looking at me and saying to the rest of the group, I think Dave will make a really good chair. Luckily for me, the rest of the group was like, yeah, actually, yeah, Dave would be a really good chair.
Oh, wow.
Everyone put their hands up. And then that was it. I was chair. So it's simple as that.
Yeah. Sounds like you really chose yourself to be chair.
I've been, you know, it was a lifelong ambition.
Good.
Really wanted to do it. No, it wasn't something that I'd ever thought that I'd do, especially so early on into, you know, being networking. I was quite happy to just kind of be part of a group, maybe help out, you know, with a couple of other smaller roles. It was one of those kind of moments where I just stepped into the role, and it really helped with my confidence. It was great for people knowing me and my business, and me having that sort of extra responsibility, you know, understanding a bit more about how a group works and getting involved with the you know, the running of the group. That really helped as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, looking back on it now, I really don't regret it at all. And it was great.
You were the chair when I joined, and, you know, it was because of the way you were chair and how you motivated the group, and it was a vibrant group as well as the business being passed. There's just a good atmosphere and feeling about the group. So doff my cap upon my bald head to you as
you.
Chair. But I'm more of a stool than a chair. By you stepping away, you know, what's your future holding then, Dave, that you felt that the chair maybe was consuming too much of your time?
Me and my wife, Bex, we're expecting our first child in May.
Congratulations.
So 17th of May, thank you very much. We're having a little boy, which is unbelievable. We're so excited. I'm so scared.
Welcome to the real world, Dave.
the whole unknown. But I think that as much as I love being chair and running, you know, running the sessions and the meetings, I just thought that it was time for me to, okay, I guess, kind of declutter my life in a certain way. So I wanted to just make sure that obviously I'm running my business, and obviously that takes a lot of my time. And then I had my home life, and I wanted to try and limit the amount of, you know, extra responsibilities I had in between.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of really, because of the unknown of obviously fatherhood and not knowing what needs to be done and the demands of that. Mm-hmm. I've decided to, you know, it's time for me to step back. I still want to be part of the group, and I don't think I'll leave the group, or certainly not for the foreseeable future. It was just the right time to pass that on to someone else, and for someone else to, you know, push the group forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to get kind of fresh blood and you know, new direction and new ideas.
Mm.
So I thought it was just the right time.
And what about professionally, Dave? You know, have you got new ideas now you've got a bit more brain space and a little bit more kind of declutter?
I wouldn't say any more brain space.
Okay, space.
Space, yeah, that's it. So, yeah, I mean, we've had 12 months of, you know, incredible growth, which has been, you know, which has been amazing. And this year, we just want to continue growing the business. We want to grow the team.
Mm.
We would love to have, you know, another member of the team, maybe even two members of the team by the end of the year,
wow,
which would be fantastic. You know, we've had some great feedback from our clients. A lot of people are sort of coming to us directly for the way that we are with our clients and the service that we deliver. So really, it's just going to be a continuation of that. We have got kind of slightly more in detailed goals of what we want to do, you mm-hmm. know, what we want to achieve sort of financially. I don't want to overcommit to too many things. I want to just make sure that we do what we do as best we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've still got that time potentially for, you know, for being at home.
And do you still see business-wise integral part of your business future moving forward, Dave?
Yeah.
I'm not putting you on the spot here and saying, Dave, you know, you leave me, but is still an important part of your business?
Of course, absolutely. Business-wise, is always going to be part of my, you know, my sort of marketing strategy. You know, every time I, you know, at the beginning of the year, I always kind of map up, well, what networking am I going to be doing this year? Business-wise is always, you know, one of the first ones on the list. This has been fantastic for me. I'm going to keep working at it, keep being a member, keep showing up. And, you know, we've got some other really exciting events in the pipeline. Great new members, which have just joined the group as well. You've just taken over as chair.
Oh, stop it.
What a time to be alive.
I'm looking at your face, seeing if it's genuine or not.
You see that twitch.
That nervous twitch.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, that's it.
So for anybody who's, you know, potentially looking at joining a network group, Dave, you know, why should they choose business-wise?
one of the longest running groups in Swindon. All the feedback that we have from people after they've come is that it's just a nice welcoming atmosphere. Networking, it can be daunting. Going into a room full of people is that you don't know is daunting in itself. And sometimes if you're then new to self-employed and new to being a business owner, and then you go into a room full of people you don't know, it can, you know, that can kind of escalate. So I think with the experience that we've had of people, whether you've done networking before or whether you're new to it, I think everyone that's come to business-wise, they've all kind of said that actually this is a great group. Everyone just wants to be there and have a good time. Everyone wants to help each other out. I mean, it's probably one of the reasons why you wanted to join.
It was that handsome chairman. That's why I joined. And I'm looking at him now over the microphone.
Oh, stop it, you flirt.
Fantastic. So, Dave, is there any kind of parting words of wisdom or parting shot, if I can use that term, so we can wrap this podcast up?
If you haven't done networking before and you're wondering whether it's going to work for your business or not, just find a group that you feel comfortable with or has an interest that you're interested in and just join it. So if you're interested in coming along to BusinessWise, then please come along. And it's very, very, it's very friendly, so please come along. But if you haven't, then just try and find a networking group that you're comfortable with and just give it a go.
Thank you very much. And I am going to stick my hand out and show you Dave's hand. And if you would like to know more about Dave or know more about BusinessWise, you can visit us or look at Dave's profile on businesswise.org.uk. Dave, it's been a pleasure.
John, pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hannah, for standing here, making sure we've done everything correctly also.
First one, take one.
Thank you for listening. I've been John Lewis of Gel Mindset Performance, and we are the voice of business networking in Swindon.